Good morning. This is Mark Venn with a service of BCP morning prayer for Sunday the 31st of January, Epiphany 4. Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moves us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. Wherefore, I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We say the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also.
The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land.
O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet, like me, from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb, on the day of the assembly, when you said, 'If I hear the voice of the Lord my God any more, or ever again see this great fire, I will die.' Then the Lord replied to me, 'They are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, or who presumes to speak in my name, a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die. Here ends the reading.
The appointed psalm is Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them.
His work is honourable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever.
He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant.
He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations.
The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure.
They stand fast for ever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness.
He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Chapter 1. The disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Here ends the reading.
We say the Jubilate. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song.
Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name.
For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
The Collect for the Day. God our Creator, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious Gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. Shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and love of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. In the first of our readings, we have Moses. Moses was coming to the end of his life. Moses, of course, was a prophet. And Moses was talking about future prophets, saying, God will raise up others. Moses didn't have long to live, but God would raise up others. And if we go on reading through the Old Testament, we find that God did. Joshua was the next one. And there, of course, others, many others. It's worth just thinking about what a prophet is. What does he do? Now, we're familiar with the meaning of the word prophecy. We think of it as foretelling the future. But it's actually an awful lot more than that. Prophecy not only was foretelling the future, but one definition I came across was prophecy is divinely inspired prediction, instruction and exhortation. Concise Oxford Dictionary says, prophecy is where somebody foretells the future and expounds the scriptures. So there are two elements, really, to prophecy. One is foretelling, which we all think about. The other is forthtelling, telling forth, instructing, teaching on how to live. And we note that one of the definitions used the words divinely inspired. True prophecy is divinely inspired. It's from God. True prophets have authority from God to give the word from him. And we recall our second reading from Mark's Gospel, where Christ was teaching in the synagogue, and he taught as one who had authority. The people were evidently not used to it, somebody teaching with authority. Evidently the scribes did not. But Jesus did teach with authority. Not only that, but his word was supported by works, when he cast out the demon. And Christ's authority was, of course, recognised by the demon himself. "Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God," says the demon. True prophets come with the authority of God. But going back to Moses, when he was talking about future prophets, he mentioned there were two things to beware of, two warnings he gave. The first concerned the people, a warning for the people. They must listen, he said, they must listen. The listening, of course, isn't merely physical hearing. It's a lot more than that. People must listen and act. What the prophets said must affect how they lived. If they didn't listen, they would be called to account, says Moses. So the first warning was for the people. The second was for the prophets themselves. They must give the message complete. What God tells them to say, they must say. Give it complete, not watered down. A couple of weeks ago, we were thinking about the calling of Samuel and how he was given a message from God, which he then told to Eli. Can't have been very easy because it was not an encouraging message for Eli. But prophets must give the message they are given without watering it down. And they must speak in God's name, no one else. In the New Testament, we have many, many warnings of false prophets and false teachers, and it's something we all need to be on our guard against. So there are two warnings from Moses, warning for the people and warning for the prophets themselves, those who foretell and forthtell. But interestingly, the warning for the prophets had more serious consequences than that for the people. False prophets be put to death. But what of us in 2021? I think there's two things we can draw out and apply to our current situation. Firstly, I believe the church and our country needs true prophets. Those who actually listen to God, those who hear what God has to say and tell it forth. Tell it forth to the church, tell it forth to secular authority, whoever they need to tell it to, it's told in truth, not trying to please men, suiting everybody and watering it down, but being honest, being willing to stand up. And such people can be great or small, can be anyone. If we go back to the Old Testament, we see, for example, Amos, who was a farmer. And the word of God came to him, which he then had to go and tell to the king. It can be anyone. But the church and the country needs true prophets who listen to God, hear what he has to say, and tell it forth. Secondly, I believe there's something for us. We need to listen. If a true prophet speaks, we need to listen. We need to note. We need to act. And we need to change the way we live, if we need to. In the time of Samuel, there was a little note in one of the verses, just before his call. It was a time, we are told, when there were few visions, little prophecy. Why was that? Well, we're not actually told, but I have a suggestion to make. I have a wife, and she talks to me and tells me things. If I ignore her and take no notice, then ultimately she will stop speaking to me. And it's possible that Israel took no notice of what God was saying through prophets, Moses in particular. And God stopped speaking. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's a real possibility. But even if God doesn't speak or stop speaking, it doesn't mean he stops being interested. He didn't stop being interested in the Hebrews and took direct action, raising up Samuel, raising up others. So we have the church and we have ourselves as individuals. We need to listen, we need to hear, and we need to respond. It's
very easy when we hear a sermon, hear a talk or something, to give marks out of 10, you know, 7 out of 10 for content and artistic impression. That's not what we need to do, is it? When we hear, we need to respond. Weigh it, certainly. Is this true? Is this from God? We all have powers of reasoning. We need to weigh it, but we do need to respond. We need to act. And let it affect the way we live and the way we treat others. And this can take quite a lot of effort. Sometimes we need to be bold. So what we need to pray for at the moment, I believe, is that may God raise up people who will speak his word, forth-tell his word correctly, listening to him. And also that God would encourage us to hear, to act, for his glory's sake. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we pray that you would raise up people for yourself. Raise up people who would listen to your message and speak it out boldly, forth-telling your word, standing up for you, standing up for your church. Father, we see the world, the church weakened, we see it under attack. Help us, we pray, to be part of its revival by really listening to your word, by acting on it, by changing our lifestyles where we need to, by keeping ourselves from sin, from showing your love to others every day of the week. May people know through our lives that there is a loving God who cares for this world and who cares very much for its people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for those in positions of authority. We pray that they would act with wisdom, with compassion, with mercy, with integrity. We think particularly of our own government, our opposition. Help them, we pray, especially as they're finding their path through these difficult times. We think too of America. We ask that you would heal that nation and heal the divisions that have been caused by the recent political difficulties. We bring the wider world to you and pray that you would bring peace where there's warfare, food where there's famine, freedom where there is oppression. And help us, we pray, to do our own part through prayer, through giving of time, through giving of money, as you lead us. Help us do our part to help others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray too for our community. This approaching period of Lent, help us to focus on our own personal Christian lives. Renew us, we pray. Re-energize us for your service. Draw us closer to your Son and yourself. We pray especially for those in our community in difficulty, particularly at this time with so much isolation. We name Ian and Hilary James, Clarice Vaughan, and those who have died, Rona Stratford and Eric Bird. And those known to us we name in our hearts, Lord. Comfort them, we pray, heal them. Bring peace and joy and a new touch from your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, be with each one of us and those we love now and always. Amen.